Itinerary. 1. I am so excited about traveling this summer. 2. But we still haven't decided where we are going. 3. Where do you have in mind? 4. How about Europe? 5. Europe would be really interesting. 6. But summer is high season there, and it will also be very hot. 7. How about Hawaii? Summer is off season there. 8. That means it won't be so crowded, and prices won't be so high either. 9. Hawaii sounds so exotic. 10. Have you ever been there? 11. I've heard it is very expensive. 12. Well, Europe during high season isn't exactly cheap. 13. Okay, Hawaii it is. 14. Let's start planning our itinerary. 15. We need to decide how many days our vacation will be. 16. And how many Hawaiian islands we are going to visit. 17. Do you know how many there are? 18. This sure is going to be fun. 19. I checked a few websites and got lots of information. 20. There are actually hundreds of islands in Hawaii. 21. But only 6 that can be visited by tourists. 22. There are 4 main islands and 2 smaller ones that we can choose from. 23. The 4 main islands of Hawaii are Oahu, Maui, Hawaii, and Kauai. 24. Oahu is the main island where most people live. 25. Maui is the most popular island with visitors. 26. The island of Hawaii, also called the Big Island, is the largest, but not so many people live there. 27. Kauai is the smallest of the 4, but the most beautiful. 28. I have always wanted to go to Canada. 29. Me too. Canada is larger than the US, but has fewer people. 30. How about Australia? It too is bigger than the US and less populated. 31. Australia is in the southern hemisphere, so the seasons are reversed. 32. Australia is a less expensive travel destination than the US or Canada. 33. New Zealand is even cheaper, and some say more beautiful. 34. I have a friend from New Zealand, and he says people there are very friendly. 35. Why don't we go to Australia and New Zealand? 36. They are close together, and the flight probably isn't too expensive. 37. I've always wanted to go to India. 38. India is a very exotic and exciting country. 39. Everything is very cheap there, so we could save money by going there. 40. I have heard everyone who goes to India gets sick. 41. Sickness is common for travelers to India, but should be only temporary. 42. Extra attention to cleanliness and sanitation is important. 43. Street vendors selling food are to be avoided. 44. Street vendors selling food are often not clean. 45. Do you have any interest in going to South America? 46. South America has a lot to offer the independent traveler. 47. South America is cheap and has many interesting cultures. 48. There are so many countries to see in South America. 49. The Amazon rainforest is there, and it's fantastic. 50.
South America is very far from China, and flights are expensive.
51. It is very hot there in the summer. 52. Security can be an issue there as well. 53. Eastern Europe is becoming more popular as a travel destination. 54. Eastern European countries are much less expensive than Western Europe. 55. Why don't we go to Japan? 56. I have already been to Japan, and besides, it is so expensive. 57. How many days can you be away for? 58. I can take off for as long as I want because I have the summer off. 59. I am more concerned about my budget than I am about my time. 60. Once you decide on a destination, pick up a good travel guide to find hotels and restaurants to your liking. 61. Leave a copy of your itinerary with your family in case they need to contact you. 62.
Beijing to Hong Kong to Tokyo to Osaka to Beijing over 8 days would be a possible itinerary.
63. How about Macau? It's so close, I would hate to miss it. 64. Short excursions are a good way to get to know one particular place. 65. I plan my own itinerary and make my own arrangements. 66. You mean you don't use a travel agent? 67. I enjoy doing the legwork and planning almost as much as the trip itself. 68. Really? I like having a travel agent do all of this for me. 69. Looking for all of this information is time-consuming. 70. I enjoy the process and think about it as a form of learning. 71. I prefer to leave the travel arrangements to the professionals. 72. I have always wanted to tour the American West by car, and now we are going to do it. 73. The American West is a huge area with thousands of national and state parks and scenic and historic sites. 74. I can't wait to see the Rocky Mountains. 75. We definitely should rent a car. 76. The area west of the Rockies is so vast, and there are so many attractions that driving is the only way to go. 77. We can probably take in most of the big landmarks in 2 weeks or so. 78. 3 weeks would give us a bigger picture and also allow for a slower pace. 79. This time, let's design our own itinerary without using a travel agent. 80. A visit to a few of America's great national parks is a must. 81. Yosemite, Glacier, Grand Teton, and Yellowstone National Parks offer some of the best camping in the country. 82. Driving on interstate highways, many national and state parks are not so far from one another. 83. Summer months are high season and require a reservation. 84. If we go in September, everywhere will be much less crowded. 85. Have you ever been to Yosemite National Park? 86. Yosemite is in California, a few hours away from San Francisco. 87. Yosemite is famous for its spectacular waterfalls, granite rocks, and giant sequoia trees. 88. Camping under the stars at Yosemite is an experience you wouldn't soon forget. 89. Glacier National Park in Montana is not to be missed. 90. Rugged mountains and pristine wilderness forests are the big draws at Glacier. 91. Do you like hiking? 92. Glacier National Park boasts over 700 miles of hiking trails. 93. The state of Wyoming has two famous national parks, Yellowstone and Grand Teton. 94. Grand Teton National Park draws 4 million visitors every year. 95. Glacial lakes and the Teton Mountains are found in Grand Teton National Park. 96. All of these famous world-renowned national parks draw huge crowds during summer months. 97. Admission fees vary, with the best-known parks charging the highest admission fees. 98. Yellowstone charges $25 per adult admission fee. 99. Expect high admission fees and crowded facilities at the big-name national parks this summer. 100. Maybe a drive tour of these premium sites isn't such a great idea. 101. Maybe we should look for an alternative. 102. What are the alternatives to famous but overcrowded and expensive U.S. national parks? 103. There are lesser-known, inexpensive national parks scattered all over the country. 104. These parks are breathtakingly beautiful, affordable, and usually not very crowded. 105. Yellowstone sees an average of 26,000 visitors every day in July. 106. Biscayne National Park is located in the Miami, Florida area. 107. Almost all of it is underwater. 108. Biscayne has some of the best snorkeling and scuba diving in the U.S. 109. The world's third largest coral reef is part of Biscayne National Park. 110. Biscayne has 72 shipwrecks, and you can swim with manatees. 111. What an amazing place this is! 112. There is a gorgeous park in Michigan near Thunder Bay, Canada, where not many people go. 113. Oh, wait a minute. The brochure says this one is accessible only by boat or seaplane. 114. This one sounds great. 115. Theodore Roosevelt National Park is located in South Dakota. 116. TR Park has wild horses and buffalo, and we can even ride a horse across the Little Missouri River. 117. The brochure says it's as spectacular as the Badlands, but without the crowds, too. 118. Here's another one that looks interesting. Channel Islands National Park, California. 119. The channels are just off the coast of Southern California. 120. Harbor seals and sea lions live there and are easy to spot. 121. There are whale migrations in summer and winter, and they have boat tours so we can see them. 122. There are lots of great choices for being in nature and avoiding the big crowds at the same time. 123. Renting a car is a necessity for seeing some of America's national parks. 124. We will have to do our homework to find a good deal on a car rental.